As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyle Dubas did seem to add that the young goalies would get a shot to compete with the vets next year in camp, Bob. I just find it hard to believe that anybody would trust Tristan Jarry to be the guy next year if your plan is to contend for something meaningful. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I think, you know, the times you've seen him in those pressure situations, he has not done what he's supposed to do. Therefore, that part of it has been clear. Can he be a good regular season goalie? Can he help them get to the playoffs? I mean, we've seen stretches where that can happen too, but we've also seen the other side of that where he allows first shot goals. I mean, I think they led the NHL, may have set a record in that department.
Even a realistic conversation for the Penguins next year? I mean, yeah, I know they have a whole offseason here.
They're not going to be looked at as a preseason favorite to be a playoff team probably, but yeah, why wouldn't they? They have enough talent.
Because they're bloated with old players and fat contracts and don't have a ton coming up from the minors, even though they have maybe a couple of players who can help.
You can go out and sign.
And they don't have a goalie.
Well, again, that's going to be the biggest thing moving forward here.
And the coach's message has gone flat.
And I think the worst thing you can do is rush a guy like Miroshov. They tried that with Blomqvist this year up here, and it seemed like it was kind of a rude awakening for him.
Yeah.
So the last thing you want to do is entrust this job to two young guys and have them both not be ready for it yet. I don't think there's any question that Miroshov eventually will be one of those guys who they can rely on, but he's young, and he hasn't been up at this level against some of the guys he's got to face here. So that's the number one issue moving forward, and then – making their defense more physical and more reliable defensively without, you know, sacrificing any offense from that group.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Mulsey, brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. One of the Capitals, one of the keys to their rebound, among many things, was the hiring of a young coach in Spencer Carberry, who has his team, which isn't like they're not overflowing with prodigious talent in Washington. They play a team structured game. And I was reading a piece yesterday where when he went in there, he was like, we're going to be a fast paced team. And then he realized with the personnel on hand, you know what? We're not. We're going to be a structured, defensive-minded team.
And he got the big guns to buy into that.
Yeah.
And they did.
And here we have a very accomplished coach in Mike Sullivan, but we have a team that doesn't do what he apparently is preaching, which is goal prevention number one. And it's not like they haven't been doing it for a week or three. They haven't been doing it for years. Whatever he's preaching, they don't do. So call me nuts, Bob. But I think the time has come for Sully and the Penguins to both try to find something better and different.
Well, it could be the New York Rangers. They're lurking around trying to see what they can do after they fired their head coach. So, again, this offseason will have many layers to it. And Mike Sullivan is under contract. I think Kyle Dubas said that he's still committed to doing what they're doing here, and if that's the case, it may not change. But who knows? Stranger things have happened.
Limits, I thought you did a wonderful job today. Did you, Bob?
Yeah, he did. He was quick with his finger.
Yeah.
And he got all those things in.
Thank you very kindly.
We'll see you Wednesday, Bob.
All right, Joe. Have a great day. Hope you get your golf in before the rain comes.
Good night, Limits. Bob loves you.
Bye, Bob. I love you. Good night, Joe. I love you.